Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hi, Baby Nation. It's Jack here. I wanted to give you a brief introduction to what you're about to hear, which is a tasty little bonus episode from our Patreon show, The Babysitters, Baby Elite, Elite Baby, Little Sister, Big Episode Show. This one is called Little Sister Number 103, Karen's Movie Star, which is a clever and deliberately misleading title by Anne to try and hide the fact that all the hard and thankless advocacy work that Tanner and I have done over the years, trying to draw attention to the unexplained disappearance of Watson's cat Boo Boo, has finally paid off. Anne thought she could get away with this by sneaking her guilty secret deep into the Little Sister archives under a fake title, but she didn't reckon with the likes of us, did she? No, she didn't. I don't think. And I want to be very clear up front that as sad as it may be to contemplate the last days of Boo Boo, I do say booby by accident a couple of times in this episode, so any sadness is tempered with pure comedy gold. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode, and make sure you don't miss out on all the shocking developments in the Sitterverse by taking a moment to subscribe to our Patreon. You can do that by clicking the link in the show notes or by heading over to patreon.com/BSCCpodcast, where you can get a new Little Sister episode like this every single week for just $5 a month. Happy listening!
Wrote some new books that also became a cult. And now it's time. The Babysitters, Baby Elite, Elite Baby, Little Sister, Big Episodes.
I just checked and he is still watching Sesame Street.
Great.
Yeah. Well,
who's his favorite? Gonger?
Big Bird.
We talked about this?
No, we haven't talked about
Big Bird?
Don't make fun of my sweet boy for liking Big Bird. Think about how you sound right now.
Big Bird?
Listen to yourself. Yeah. My boy
likes
Big Bird.
It's not even basic. Like, Elmo and Abby would be basic. Big Bird's like...
No, I think Big Bird is revolutionary.
That sucks.
Think about it that way. I've asked him
Gonger.
A bunch of times. He always says
Gonger.
Big Bird. That he's we only lying, watch dude. All...
He's telling you what you want to hear.
No, We're watching currently season 14, which is like... In
Show
the
him new ones. 80s. Show him Gonger.
He's seen Gonger.
He likes Gonger.
Gonger's he likes cool. Big Bird. I can't help
it. No one likes Big Bird.
He asked me who my favorite is, and I've had to think about it. And it turns out, at first I was like Oscar the Grouch, because that's like what
Oscar
I used to say. But
yeah.
Having now thought about it in a real way as a grown-up, my favorite is Bert.
Okay, yeah. You see it. You see yourself in him.
I really profoundly, deeply see myself in him.
Yeah.
Do you want to know?
My favorite remains Gonger.
Can I reveal something to you? I can't remember. I don't
Please.
Think we've talked about this. Somebody on the Baby Nation Facebook page is responsible for this. It was like, when you're my age, like there aren't that many more mysteries about yourself that you can learn. Like maybe with therapy. I haven't done it. I probably
right.
should.
You can unlock a whole Pandora's box.
Unlock
yourself.
Some shit. Yeah. But this was close to as big a revelation as I could imagine having at my advanced age about myself. Was mm-hmm. someone was having a conversation about which friends are you.
Okay.
And I have always, my thing about friends has always been like, I think I'm a Chandler, but I'm probably a Ross.
Everyone thinks they're a Chandler, right?
No, I don't think so. But the point is that I was like, I thought I was being
I'm a Rachel.
Honest.
I'm a Rachel.
I was being honest about myself. And I was saying, I think I'm a Chandler, but I'm actually a Ross.
I'm hot.
And someone in the Baby Nation Facebook page was like, Jack is a Monica.
I don't know what that means. I'm not familiar enough with the friends to know what
being a Monica
means.
It fucked me all the way up. All the way up. She's a control freak.
Is it like, okay, yeah. I was going to say pedant.
She's a control freak. That's the thing.
That makes sense.
And she's like funny.
Is she?
Yeah. They're all funny. That's the thing about friends. That's the thing about the friends. They're all funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bert. I don't think I'm a Joey.
I'm a Monica.
I don't think I'm that kind of dumb and aloof.
You're not a Joey.
Am I maybe a Phoebe?
No, you fucking wish.
I don't know who I am. Definitely not a Chandler. Not charming enough.
Maybe you're a Ross.
I don't think I'm quite boring enough to be a Ross. I might like just sort of straddle the line of a few different friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jack, we shouldn't be talking about friends and this light, fun,
I'm trying to have
content.
A little
it's
bit of fun
sad
before.
Week.
It's a grim and brutal week. God, I almost don't want to talk about it.
Right. I don't. You know what? You know what fucks my bean?
What?
Up. You know what fucks my bean right up?
Yeah, that's a good thing to say. Yes.
They did it in a Little Sister book?
This is the thing. Anne left him here in a Little Sister book. Like, in the closet of a Little Sister book. Like, literally. Anne was like, I'm going to do it away from the fucking light. You know? No.
In a Little Sister book?
Yeah.
Did they even mention it in the main series?
No, it's just like remember we still say, remember him. And that, like, they're just like, here's Pumpkin.
It fucks my bean up, man.
It fucks my bean right all the way up. And then here's the other thing.
It's so disrespectful.
And it hid this in a Little Sister book, but it's not called, like, Karen's best friend or, like, Karen's broken heart. It's called Karen's fucking movie star.
Yeah.
Number
103. You know what worries me?
Yeah.
When we inevitably get to the death of the Trip Man in these fucking books. Or maybe they're gonna save that for like kids in Miss Coleman's class.
Oh, or the Delaneys. Yeah, like the execution of the Delaneys.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the same fucking MO. They're gonna find the Delaneys curled up in Watson's linen closet.
They just got lost in his expansive mansion.
Or the fucking Trip Man. Trip Man's gonna be in there like clutching his golf clubs.
Yeah, Trip Man fell in a hole somewhere, like Tommy Sue.
Oh, brutal. Brutal.
What they did to our boy.
Oh, it's so unpleasant.
Our sweet baby.
This week we're talking about Little Sister number 103.
My name is Tanner
Greenring. And my name is Jack Shepard. And that's the part
it's a bad week, and our beans are fucked.
Our beans are fucking freaked,
and we're not having a good time. We're not going to have a good time this week.
No, this is not.
We just recorded three fucking ads, which are great. We like those.
Yeah, it's nice to have them.
But now our headspace is we're in the wrong headspace because we were in mourning, and then we were forced
then we
to
were
kind of
joshing around,
be little corporate stooges,
tears of a clown. You know, paint a smile on. Yeah.
I am Pagliacci.
Yeah. And that's what Tanner was saying to me earlier. And I was like, who?
Me.
Yeah. And but it's you.
Great
and you
clown
are
Pagliacci.
Pagliacci. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. And it's Tears of a Clown. And we're going to, any time you hear us laughing today, it's fake.
It's fake and it's through tears.
And it's through tears. And I painted my smile on today and it's kind of creepy. It's like the
performative
Joker. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the Joker. And you're going to shoot that guy in the head.
Oh, yeah. Or with a pencil.
Ah, that Joker. Or do gas on Gotham City in the balloons.
Yeah. Yeah. All that stuff. Because I'm so angry. Angry doesn't begin to describe it. Because what Anne did was. How do we do this? It's little. Let's say the book.
Yeah,
it's Little Sister number 103. Karen's movie star, and I guess maybe Boo Boo was the movie star all along.
Yeah, the movie of
Boo Boo's life,
our lives.
Yeah, and Boo Boo, and it's Charbonnet did it, and it's Timothée did this one. Fresh off the set of Dune.
Dune shot. They're releasing it on HBO Max.
Yeah.
They decided. Even though we'll probably have a vaccine by then.
Yeah.
Timothée was like, all right, well, if that's how you're going to do me, I'm just going to go make a little more scratch off these Little Sister books. And guess what? I'm going to kill Boo Boo.
And fuck, he said it. And there's no one saying it. But listen, we talked about this last week. Stephanie. Commonson has
Petmy Kattinson, her
MO, and we've kind of figured it out, in League with the Scholastic Liars, is she prances into a book in disguise. She's kicked out. Anna's blocked her. Hit the fucking banhammer. Because Stephanie cannot stop introducing new pets. And Anne knows that when you introduce a pet, it's one in, one out. The universe can't take it.
There's limited resources in the universe. This is what Thanos was talking about.
Or Anos. And what Anos has done here.
Anos.
Is that she's.
Sounds like anus.
Well, it does if you say it
almost.
Like that. Yeah. But what Anos in this case has done is she's found the Infinity Gauntlet and she said, we need to restore balance to the universe. And I told you to stop bringing pets. That's why she bans Stephanie. But the liars bring Stephanie back
anus?
Under these false names.
Here's an idea, anus.
Yeah.
Snap your fingers, create twice as many resources, idiot.
But she snapped her fingers and brought in the fixer. And the fixer, what's his name? It's like the guy from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, the wolf.
That's what Charbonnet is. And Charbonnet shows up and she's like, I killed Granddad. This is going to be a breeze.
Did Charbonnet kill Granddad too?
I don't remember who killed Granddad.
I don't remember either.
I think maybe Anne made Stephanie do it.
She was like holding the gun in Stephanie's hand. Made her pull the trigger.
Oh, this book, man. What the fuck?
What the fuck? So fucked.
Yeah.
What do we do now? Describe it?
We could describe it. I have a tribute
song.
Should
we just stop?
We could stop.
Oh, it was my week to do a song.
Well, my tribute song is just like, it's like, you know what we'll do? We'll bring out the Slabius Porpoise and we'll like hold a memorial and then we can like sing. We can both sing at the memorial.
Okay. At the same time or take turns?
I would say take turns unless we happen to write the same song.
Okay. I doubt it.
But so you've got, it's your book.
Dearly beloved.
Yeah.
Humans,
yes.
Cats, porpoises,
yeah.
Gathered here today,
yeah.
We are here to honor the everlasting memory,
yeah,
of one of the most beautiful
corpulent
souls,
yeah,
that has ever graced this earth,
yeah.
And even though he's gone,
yeah.
I know he's still out there somewhere looking down at us from a window as the cameras roll. And he'll forever be in our memories and he'll forever be in the film I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Oh, that's true.
And the blood is on your hands. Elite
Baby Nation, yeah, and Gabrielle Charbonnet.
For the death of the Slabius Porpoise, but the blood is on your hands, Timothée Charbonnet.
And Anos.
And Anos, Anus, Anus, for taking Boo-Boo away from us.
And stashing him where no one could find him, in the back of a fucking late-era little sister book called Something Else.
Alone and afraid. And isolated.
It doesn't say
well,
that.
Well, he died in a little sister book. Of course he was alone and afraid and isolated.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to say it. It says it just by being in this book. Jack. Anyway.
So, do you want to give the homily in the form of a song?
Shy should start.
I think you should. You're giving. This is the main attraction. We're gonna call you up to give the homily, and Boo Boo has asked that you do it in the form of a song.
Okay. Will you mute yourself?
That describes this entire novel.
Okay.
Mute myself. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've done that.
I'm gonna start as soon as I think you're done. You seem done. I'm gonna start. Oh God. You and Watson first meet In his arms you did sleep. It almost made Daddy's heart break. Boo-boo, when you chose him, well, you also became my kin. Took some time to make headway. Now I've never been this close to any pet or anything. Not Shannon the dog, and not Goldfishy. I don't know why you died now, boo-boo. I'm so in love with you. You just keep getting deader. You got to spend the last of your life with me by your side, wrapped up in a sweater. Pumpkin can fuck off and get screwed. Boo-boo, I'm amazed by you. New friend Allison, she's gonna star in a movie and I've got a part. Even though I'm in scenes, won't make it to the big screen. Three Musketeers, we went too hard. Oh, it feels like this friend of mine didn't get me lines. But when we watch the dailies, your light shines. I don't know why you died now, boo-boo. I'm so in love with you. You just keep getting deader. You got to spend the last of your life with me by your side, wrapped up in a sweater. Seffy made a box out of spruce. Boo-boo, I'm amazed by you.
There's more. There's more.
Gotta say goodbye now, boo-boo. I'm so in love with you. You just keep getting deader. You gotta spend the last of your life with me by your side, wrapped up in a sweater. You're gonna say goodbye now, boo-boo. Oh, have to say goodbye now, boo-boo. Boo-boo, I'm amazed by you.
Wow. Wow, that was really beautiful. Muted. Oh, I'm still muted. That was gorgeous. Is that Tim McGraw?
Lone Star.
It's a Lone Star.
Yeah, okay. Lone Star, amazed.
Amazed. And it's about Boo-Boo. And I never realized
The whole song's about Boo-Boo.
It's really beautiful. It made me sad. I think Just Keep Getting Deader has like, I don't know. Actually, you know what? I think it's the most beautiful lyric ever written. It's really
You were
sweet.
Worried it kind of undercut the sentiment a little bit?
Yeah, it's like a little bit like more blunt than what you would normally say in like a eulogy.
Yeah. It's true, though.
It is true, I guess.
I'm not going to get more alive.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I've never felt more alive than when I was with Boo Boo.
Yeah, I never felt more alive when I was singing that song.
Yeah, it was very nice.
But you've also prepared a bit of a eulogy too, in the form of a song.
Yeah, I thought I just something real. I threw something together in the 5 minutes that I had between finishing the book and talking to you. Because
what? Okay, yeah, and doing three ads.
And doing three ads because I was moved. I was moved, and I thought maybe what we'll do now is After the ritual admonishment of the Baby Nation and the Elite Babies for killing the Stalebius Porpoise, we have not forgotten.
And,
we will never
and
forget.
The ritual
you will
admonishment
never be
of
forgiven.
And the ritual admonishment of the Timothée Charbonnet and Enos for killing
our beloved Boo Boo. Yes. After that, well, maybe we'll have a beautiful choir come on and sing a final hymn to Boo Boo just to say goodbye, and it's me.
Okay. Yeah.
And
you have a choir with you?
I am a choir.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to do it? And am I muting myself, or is this
might
brief?
As well? Because you're
gonna. Okay,
yeah,
I'm going
might
to.
As well. Okay.
No, I'm muted.
Okay. Who knows? You know. It ain't easy. Spend all your time eating, licking your paws, and you scratch folks who get in your way. You've always been grumpy and cold and aloof, but you purred when I pet you today. When you were a kitten, you weren't quite so mean, and now you are mellow again. And maybe Boo Boo, oh my sweet little baby, you'll find some peace tonight in the arms of the angel. Pounce away from here, from this dark, lonely closet, and the Watsonlessness that you fear. You are gone from the big house. You are finally free. You're in the arms of the angel. May you find some comfort here. Boo-boo.
Wow, almost too sad.
Yeah, I'm realizing.
I try my best to accompany you because I saw the direction you were headed in.
Yeah.
But I didn't have the rewritten lyrics in front of me.
It's kind of an impossible song to sing.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
From the way you were singing it.
It's from the heart, and Boo Boo's gone, and they took him, didn't they? But let me...
Boo Boo's gone, but that's not the main point of this book, even.
No, that's not. The main point of the book is that Karen makes friends with the movie star.
Yeah, there's a film.
There's a film.
There's a film happening in Stony Brook.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under. Both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, We are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let me say the plot. I'll say the plot.
Okay.
Because you wrote the song, and I didn't mean to steal your thunder, and I don't think I did, because I really kind of bumbled through that one.
You can't steal that kind of thunder.
No, you can't steal
that thunder. That thunder was too powerful.
Yeah, it was quite powerful. I haven't heard a peep from my child. I hope the Sesame Street is doing its business
okay.
in the room next door. Let me just take a little quick peek.
Yeah.
Yep, all good. Man, Sesame Street, why not just put it on all day? That's what I would say. Listen, what happened? I'll tell you. There's a movie filming in a Sony
Okay, and book. Jack, that actually brings me to my first segment.
Okay.
Kinetichek.
Okay, it's nice to have Kinetichek. Yeah, all right, great. Let's hear
Kinetichek
it.
Kinetichek is the segment where I correct Enos and Timotei on facts about Connecticut. And here's the first fact for today. Great. No film is ever filmed in Connecticut, so...
Yeah, why would you...
I don't believe that this is the case.
And so you have been Connecticut-checked. And
you've been
false.
Connecticut-checked. I'm actually on a page right now, and it turns out lots of films have been...
Okay, and it sounds like you just Connecticut-checked yourself before you wrecked yourself.
Amistad was filmed here.
Okay, that's a strange one.
That might be it in terms of recognizable film titles.
Okay.
Hunt for Red October.
Really?
Filmed here. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Wow. What a...
The Ice Storm. Wow, it turns out Mystic Pizza. A lot of films have filmed
Oh, Mystic Pizza. I recently rewatched that. Look at me.
Kinetichek on myself. Yeah.
That's what I said.
It makes sense that Mystic Pizza was filmed here because it's literally about...
You Kinetichek yourself and then you did wreck yourself.
Kinetichek myself.
Yeah, you Kinetichek. And that actually brings me to my first segment.
Okay.
And it is, what is your... Hallmark movie name. And they're filming a Hallmark-ish type of movie, and it's called I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Yes.
And here's
it's
how you do
it. It's about a young girl who is sort of like Homeward Bound, except it's a girl.
Yeah.
Who gets separated from her family and needs to find her way home for Christmas.
Let's see. So here's how you do it. Ready?
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2. Did you even know they made a sequel? Uncut Gems? 2005's War of the Worlds?
Okay, that's not good.
Talk about Kevin?
What should
this
we do
like the
here?
New Hollywood.
Here's how I think we do it.
Central Connecticut.
I'm saying the name generator.
Hollywood of the East Coast.
We did your segment, and now we're doing
so
my
many
one.
Stars.
Here's how you do it. The film that Allison Hunter, who's the star who's come to town to film a movie, and the film is called I'll Be Home for Christmas. And anyone can play this. I think the way we do it is you take your first name.
Tanner.
Okay? That's the first word of your
first name.
Film. Tanner will be, and then I think you need to pick a state of being that begins with the first letter of your second name, of your surname.
Green Ring. So...
a state of being.
Let me think about different states of being.
I've got one for myself.
Okay.
With S for Shepherd. Okay? And then we need to just get a holiday for your final part of your thing. So I have a, this okay. list of 10 of holidays. It only has 10. So maybe...
okay.
Ooh, Scholastic. Scholastic.com. Let's go into the belly of the beast. Has a website that's called National Holidays Around the World. And they've only, their site sucks so bad. They only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. And it seems like most of them are U.S. holidays.
No, they're all around the world. There's German Unity Day.
Yeah, there's Bastille Day, Germany Unity Day, and then Hari Merdeka. And then the next four are U.S.
Are U.S. holidays. This is the worst list. Look, I'm literally a professional list writer, and so I really know my business here. And this is the worst fucking list. It's seven.
This is what we got. We have to use primary sources here.
Okay, so it's seven, so it's days of the week. So do you know, maybe it's like, I don't know what
Tuesday.
Day
I was
born
on a Tuesday.
I don't know what day I was born. Actually, like I could probably
Solomon
find out.
Grundy.
I'm going to find out. Find out what day I was born. Day of the week. There's got to be a
I kind of lost track of the instructions here.
That's fine. You're fine.
We're still in a name generator, right?
Yeah. So I'm just going to say January 9th. I'm on a site that tells me the day of the week I was born. So I'm finding... I was born on a Tuesday, too. So
yeah,
there you go.
That's why we're friends.
Okay. So now you're ready. So I think we've got our whole name... So do you have your holiday? So basically go to this Scholastic site.
Yeah, I've got my holiday.
And
same
count
as yours.
Count yeah, it's the same as mine. So count days of the week beginning with Monday, count down. And so can I tell you my holiday movie?
Yes. I'm going to need to listen to how yours is constructed so I know how to construct mine, cuz you were not very clear.
Hallmark holiday movie name is Jack Will Be Sloshed. For German Unity Day.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So, I'm wondering if I picked the right state of being.
You just need a state of being that begins with G.
Okay. Tanner will be grouchy.
Okay.
For German Unity Day. And that's because, you know, I thought... the division between East Germany and West Germany was fraught but healthy.
It was a good idea, but they did it too fast. They rushed it, didn't they?
It was a good idea in theory.
Yeah.
And it was poorly executed.
And that's why you're grouchy. For folks playing at home, in case you can't find the site, Monday is Bastille Day. Tuesday is German Unity Day. Wednesday is Hari Merdeka. Thursday is Independence Day. Friday is Labor Day. Saturday is Memorial Day. And Sunday is Veterans Day.
Yep.
So thank you, Scholastic, for that fucking list.
Scholastic
they were like,
for phoning
what?
That one in.
Who ever made that list at Scholastic? I don't even know. Someone was like, can you do a list of world holidays? And they were like, okay, bleep bloop.
It's also like Bastille Day is two sentences. German Unity Day is two sentences. Hari Merdeka is one sentence. And then Independence Day is two paragraphs.
It's like weird Independence Day propaganda. Maybe that's what it is. It was like big Independence Day, like hired Scholastic to do SpawnCon. And it's like seven holidays, German Unity Day. And then, of course, the glorious 4th of July.
What else happened in this book, Jack?
What else happened in the book? Karen, of course, and Hanny and Nancy want to be extras in the movie, and they successfully do that. Karen also wants to make friends with Allison Hunter. It's the standard celebrity in Stony Brook ploy, where at first she seems aloof, but in fact, what's going on is that like stars miss their families, and she does become friends with Karen. Karen and Nancy and Hanny ham it up too much in the shot, so all of their shots are definitely going to be cut out of the movie.
Yep.
But that's okay because
Allison brings them like a supercut of their scenes.
And they see it.
Like
and
a 40-minute rough cut.
Beautifully, they see in one of the scenes, Boo Boo, because the film is being filmed outside of Karen's house, and they see Boo Boo's face in the window. And one last time, and that's pretty sad. Can I, before we cry together, can I run a theory by you that I think is almost definitely true and will probably make you feel better about the boo-boo situation?
Booby.
I did say booby situation. And normally, I don't like it when we dwell on a verbal miscue of mine, and often we'll just cut all of the ensuing conversation.
Yeah.
But I did, I want to just kind of put a flag in the fact that I did say booby situation and and if there's anything you need to say to address it, or if you think that it's kind of all been said, that's fine. But this is, I guess, your moment to kind of live in that space where we accept that that's what's happened. And I did say that.
Yeah. I'm relishing it. You know, it feels good.
Okay.
This was a bummer. You know, this is a bummer couple of days I had.
We'll take what joy we can.
I had to write my eulogy this morning. And I've been sort of immersed in negative feelings for the past 24 hours. But now I kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. You saying, booby situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen to this.
Boo-boo hope, is man.
Okay. It's hope. And I gave hope, didn't I? There's hope. Yeah. Yeah, we will laugh again.
You broke the cycle.
Boo Boo is Daddy's cat. He is very, very old. He used to be cranky and no fun, but lately he has gotten much nicer. He never scratches anyone anymore. He lets me pet him and brush him gently. And sometimes he even curls up on my bed with me. I like him much better now. Why has Boo Boo changed? Why is he so different? Why is he so nice and kittenish? Tanner, I put it to you. That Boo Boo, seeing that the end is nigh, has soul switched.
Oh, with Pumpkin.
With Pumpkin.
Yes, because Pumpkin is sort of rambunctious.
Yeah, and so Boo Boo is just currently pretending to be a nice kitten in Pumpkin.
This is a superior Spider-Man situation.
But okay, so that has happened. Yes. Okay.
Superior Spider-Man situation.
Okay, I was going to say like Trading Places or 13 going on 30.
Spider-Man had finally vanquished the villainous Dr. Octavius.
Okay, Dr. Octopus.
AKA Doc Ock. And in the last moments, Doc Ock switched consciousnesses with Spider-Man.
Okay,
with Peter Parker. And he became Spider-Man.
Okay.
And he grappled with whether or not he was going to use his newfound powers for good or evil.
Wow.
And he did a little bit of both.
That, why not? If you can have both, you know?
Yeah.
Should I have ice cream or pie? Well.
A la mode.
So do you agree that that is definitely what's happened? Boo Boo has...
it's superior Spider-Man. It's superior Boo Boo.
Yeah, superior Boo Boo. And that's what Pumpkin is. And it's good. And so it's still sad because Pumpkin was a kitten and then he became like a old cat in the last days of his
life.
Died. And then died in the closet.
Yeah.
Which is what a choice that Anne and Charbonnet made, didn't they? Timothée.
Yep.
They were like, let's have Boo Boo die in the closet. And I don't like to say it either, but that's a weird. We're the spiritual medium for this book to get through us and to you, and so don't put it on me.
I can't tell if it's better or worse that, like, both of my cats who have passed, like, died in my arms, or if I would have preferred to, like, find them, like, in the back of a closet somewhere.
Tough to think about.
Very tough to think about.
Yeah.
I guess I like the way it happened for both of them.
There's no good way for Boo Boo to be taken from us either, and we're not happy about it. But it does seem so. That's what basically the rest of the book and is while the friendship between Karen and Allison is blossoming, and they do invite them over for Thanksgiving. Boo Boo then does disappear, and then. Shuffle off this mortal coil. And it's sad, and there's a sad moment, and it's actually the fuel injected hemi, and it's got a
chrome wheel fuel injected
the single pearlescent.
Strap your legs around these engines.
Yeah. Tear is indeed rolling down my face as I say this, and I guess, shall I read it? Boy, yikes. Oof. Woof. Yeah. Tough.
Is it the poem?
No, the poem left me fucking cold.
Oh, the poem made me cry.
Okay. So
that's actually the lead up to the poem.
Yeah,
it
the
was
lead
actually
up,
Daddy's.
The lead Daddy up to the poem made me sad. You can read that. I want to read a previous thing, and then you can read Daddy's eulogy for Boo Boo. And hey, sorry, everybody. That's what's in the fucking book.
Yeah,
we'll get through it together. We'll get through it together. It's tough. Yeah. It could be. It's tough, man. Okay, ready?
It's tough. Yep.
As Christy was pouring out juice, Daddy came into the kitchen. He looked awful. Daddy, what is wrong? I cried. Daddy took a deep breath and sat down. I'm afraid I have some sad news, he said quietly. We all looked at him. Suddenly, I knew what he was going to say. I found Boo Boo this morning, said Daddy. He was in the very back of the linen closet in the hallway. He must have curled up there to take a nap yesterday. It looks as if he died in his sleep. Oh, no, said Elizabeth softly. I'm so sorry, honey. Boo Boo is dead? I asked. My voice cracked a little. Yes, sweetheart, said Daddy sadly. He was a very old cat, and we knew he was sick. I could feel hot tears welling up in my eyes. I had known Boo Boo my whole life. For most of my life, I had not liked him very much because he had been grumpy, but lately he had become so nice. He had become my friend. I would miss him very much. Everyone looked sad except for Emily Michelle, who did not understand what had happened. I am really sorry, Watson, said David Michael. I know you had Boo Boo for a long time. I got him as a little kitten, said Daddy, years and years ago.
Emily Michelle is death-touched, which means that she doesn't know death because, in a way that now feels problematic, we suspect that Emily Michelle is the reincarnated soul of Mimi.
Right, yes.
Yamamoto.
Yes. Yeah, so she
came into the books as Mimi departed.
And she's, so all of this is, she's seen what's happened. The pumpkin has gone into Boo Boo's body, and Boo Boo lives on in pumpkin.
And that's why,
And so she's like, why are we all upset? We barely know this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sad, pretty tough to deal with. And then would you like to read Daddy's eulogy? And then we'll try, I'll tell you what, after you finish this, I'll try saying the booby situation again, and we can maybe have a little,
just
try to pull us out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, we have gathered to say goodbye to an old friend, said Daddy quietly. That was all it took. I started crying. Mommy started crying. Oh, Mommy's here too, by the way.
Yeah, she just got
Mommy,
back.
Andrew, and Seth came back from Chicago. And they're back in Stony Brook, and they decided to spend Thanksgiving at Watson's house.
Yeah.
So they were here for the burial.
Yeah. What's going on in your background if you're... Squeak, squeak.
It's a cricket.
Okay.
It started snowing here, and so all the bugs have decided to come inside.
Okay, fine.
Mommy started crying. Nani sniffled. Elizabeth and Christy blinked back tears. Even Sam and Charlie looked sad. David Michael's and Andrew's lips quivered. Thank heavens Emily Michelle was inside taking a nap. The nursery monitor was clipped to Nani's belt. That was a needless detail.
Yeah.
Boo Boo was not always the most affectionate cat, continued Daddy. But he was ours for a long time, and he was my friend. I will miss him. I am glad he died at home with us, his people, and that his end was peaceful.
Okay, thanks for that, Anne. Just what I wanted on a Saturday morning. And in order to, and I did say booby situation.
In the booby situation, and I was hoping I could say something like pumpkin, maybe like butt kit. I don't know.
No,
I was hoping there would be another sort of like slip.
I mean, pump is already kind of funny.
Because it's like,
like pump it up.
Almost sexual. Like you're pumping into someone.
Yeah.
With a phallus. Right?
Perfect. And that's something to think about. One but you know what we can do is we could have a little chuckle, couldn't we? To try to laugh to keep from crying.
Oh. Yeah, I had a burn this week. Yeah. It's burn of the week, and I had one.
Yeah, and I got a couple. Let's hear yours.
Even though Honey and Nancy and I do not have speaking roles, I told my Big House family at dinner that night, we are thinking of ways to get ourselves noticed. I bet, muttered Sam, taking a bite of his chicken.
Yeah, good.
Do not tell me, said Charlie. Let me guess. You are all going to roll yourselves up in glow-in-the-dark paint before you show up for your scene. David Michael grinned. Boys, said Elizabeth in a warning tone.
Yeah.
And they snickered.
Good. Funny. That's a good burn. That was my first burn. My second burn, I think I've written it down that it's a burn on you.
Oh, okay.
Let's find out how. They're talking about Allison Hunter. I asked her how she got discovered, said Henny. Good question. I wish I thought of that, I said. She said she was shopping at a mall with her mother when she was just 4 years old, continued Henny. A talent agent spotted her. Soon she was doing television commercials. Then a director called her to be in a movie. That sounded awfully easy to me. Did it mean that I had to start hanging out in malls more? Also, I'm already 7. I should have been discovered 3 years ago. And it's a burn on you because you should have been discovered like 34 years ago.
How old do you think I am?
37?
36.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm so
32.
Sorry.
I should have been discovered 32 years ago.
Okay, yeah. Bad math. 32 years ago.
And that's a burn on you, actually.
Because of the math? Okay, fine. Yeah. But it still stands.
You should have been discovered 39 years ago.
I was, you know what? 39 years ago, you know what I was doing? I was being a Fisher-Price model. I was a model for Fisher-Price.
Oh, you were discovered.
Oh, I fucking was discovered as a sweet, beautiful baby. So
okay, well, I guess. You're right.
Yeah.
I was too ugly.
And it's a burn on you. I have one more thing to say before we leave that it's also a burn on you.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're like,
just go ahead. Kick me while I'm down, Jack. I don't care.
This is more stuff where they're all like trying to make friends with this.
You know what I feel
celebrity.
Like right now, Jack? What? I feel like a pancake that a giant has stepped on.
Okay. Yeah.
Just something Karen says.
Something that Karen says. Oh, yeah. Allison Hunter has to pick like one friend to like do a sled take with, and she thinks it's going to be her, and then she picks a boy. And
she
then
a boy.
Instead. And Karen says, I feel like a pancake that a giant stepped on. Yeah, we do all feel like that. And this is a sad one. So at the big house, we sat in the living room while this is when Allison comes over. At the big house, we sat in the living room while Nanny fixed Coco. Usually only grown-ups are allowed to eat or drink in the living room, but today Nanny was making an exception. How do you like Stony Brook? I asked Allison. It is fine, she said, looking at her feet. Do you go to school? I have always wanted to know this. And it's a burn on you.
I've always wanted to know that,
cause
too.
Because you always say, whenever we have a guest to do an interview, you always say, how do you do school?
I've always wanted to know that, too. We talked to a lot of guests when we were doing the video novels, and I don't think a single one of them answered that question.
No, they never did. They just stayed completely silent. How do you do school? But you're in good company, Tanner. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say?
We're gonna get over this. We're gonna bounce back. We're gonna be our same trip ourselves next week. We didn't have the wherewithal or the positivity to hire writers this week.
Yeah,
we are fabulously rich.
We're fabulously wealthy, but all of our wealth
can't
buy us
we did.
Happiness. Yeah, we did it.
Yeah. So we'll be, we'll kind of get back into that mode next week. But until I'm going to spend the next week in a deep depression.
Yeah. In your space station, Monaco, floating around the Earth, which is just what we have to admit is the fucking sad fact of the matter, because we don't have characters to inhabit. And I'm in a spider body deep in the bowels of the Earth. And all I really want is to be loved. And I can't be, even partially because I'm unlovable, but mainly because of the spider body.
Yeah. Yeah. And because of the funk you're in.
And the funk
I'm in. No one wants to be around you.
No, not like this.
I have to go. My boy's up.
Okay. Listen, here's what I'm going to say to you. Thank you to the Elite Babies and the Straw Babies for bearing with us, especially this week on this sad week. And it's sad to think about our pets and how they're not always there with us. And it sucks. And what a shit fucking shit face Anne was this week.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's my eulogy. So, but thank you for bearing with us and thank you for supporting our show. We do love and kiss you very, very much indeed. And all the time and every day and all through the day. I would like to say that this week we read a novel that was called Little Sister number 103, Karen's Movie Star, really burying the lead there, Timotei. And I would also like to say that next week we're going to be reading a little book called Little Sister number 104, Karen's Christmas Carol.
Just in time.
Yes, just
we're
in
really
time.
Like, oh, we're really well aligned with these books.
Lining up. You know what we should do? Here's a fucking thought, Tanner. Let's record it as our Christmas episode.
I think that timing is probably going to be
the timing
close
is right. Straw babies will get it early.
Yeah.
That's something to think about. Next week, we're going to be reading Karen's Christmas Carol. And what I must now tell you is that my name is Jack.
My name's Tanner.
Lisa's name is Mommy.
Zendaya's name is Michi.
Save room for dinner at Daddy's.
Watson is daddy.
Oh, yeah.
In 88, Anne and Martin wrote some new books that also became a cult. And now it's time. The Babysitters, Baby Elite, Elite Baby, Little Sister, Big Episodes.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.